What was it that inspired O Superman? Since that's the most well-known piece to people that are, will be listening to this program.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a way it started out as one more telephone song, this time with an answering machine. And I really do like the telephone very much because it's a way to, and we have one, I hope we can hear that ringing in the background. There we go.
Probably
not.
Yeah?
Oh, good. There's always one in the background somewhere. For me, the telephone is a way of doing a kind of duet, and a conversation has always seemed to be that kind of experience. It also sort of parallels, I mean, it's very graphic what kind of distance there is between people who are speaking to each other. Because I really do think that that's one of the hardest things in the entire world to do, is to speak to someone and also to understand what they're saying to you without going into...
Without seeing them.
Well, no, let's say you're even seeing them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's magnified if you're not seeing them. But even if you're sitting there, and it's very hard not to fall into patterns of things that you've said 1 million times before, and that just are matters of formality. I like formality also, but I think one of the things that is funny about and a kind of strange trick with words is that because you make this kind of exchange, that you've been talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And often, you haven't. You've been doing this kind of song, very formal kind of song. And in German, it's even formalized to the extent of pitch. You go into a store, Wiedersehen, Wiedersehen, Dankeschön, Dankeschön. You have to really go through that little routine. You can't get out the door. It's the door song.
There's a little parenthetical phrase after the title, for Massenet.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does Massenet have to do with O Superman?
Massenet wrote a very beautiful song called O Superman, and I have a recording of it made by a friend of mine, Charles Holland, who I wrote the song for, and he was a guy. He's 71 years old, lives in Amsterdam. Used to sing with Fletcher Henderson in the 30s.
Hmm.
Could not get work here. He's a tenor, black man, and there just weren't that many parts when he decided to do opera. So he said, I'm going. And he ended up in Amsterdam and did a lot of singing there, but it wasn't until a friend of his and also of mine, Charles Russell Davies. Oh, sorry, I'm talking about Charles. Dennis Russell
Dennis,
Davies.
Yes.
Charles's friend as well, said, and also Dennis is the conductor of the Stuttgart Opera now, and also a real supporter of American avant-garde music in Europe, and has been very important in terms of getting things scheduled and making sure that American music is heard there, and American new music, and also that it's played by orchestras there, which is really, he's really one of the very few people who's paying attention to that. Come back to that in a second, but he said, okay, Charles, you're going to go home. You're going to go on a tour after 40 years. You're going to go back there. And he came to Berkeley, and I heard this concert. And boy, it was painful. He was so nervous that he just kept dropping his glasses, dropping the music paper. You know, couldn't sing. And he came to this very beautiful Massenet song, O Superman, in the middle of a concert. And the O Superman is a kind of a, well, it's a definite appeal for help. Help me, Lord, now, because I'm really in trouble. O Superman, O Juge, O Père, and O Sovereign, O Judge, O Father. I added Mom, just because I thought it was more fair.
It's more American.
Yeah. And it in fact turned out to be a song more about her than about this Superman character. So when Charles began singing that song, he suddenly could sing. You know, it was a situation in which what he was doing and what he was singing about were the same thing, you know, that he really did need help. And it was that kind of intensity that allowed him to sing really beautifully. It was really quite wonderful. And he's going to be doing some more tours in the United States. Wonderful, wonderful singer.
Interesting. The whole mood of that piece, in spite of the humor, or in addition, I should say, to the humor that's in the music, there's a odd sort of melancholy. Do you feel that towards the world?
Sometimes, yeah, don't you?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I try to. I'm a real kind of alarmist by nature, I have to admit. But in my work, I try not to be that way. What my real goal is to make a work that's spacious enough and not didactic, so that, because I don't have any idea what to do about any of this stuff. I really don't. My main goal is to really try to make a series of images and kind of a portrait or landscape of a country, and in this case it's called the United States, but it could equally as well be about any other highly technological society.